In today's news headlines, President Donald Trump has fired his national security advisor, John Bolton, via Twitter, saying, quote, "I informed John Bolton last night that his services are no longer needed at the White House. I disagreed strongly with many of his suggestions, as did others in the administration." Trump says he plans to announce a new advisor next week. Mr. Bolton said he had offered his resignation to the president the night before. Bolton's departure comes just as the U.S. withdrew from peace talks with Afghanistan's Taliban forces. On Monday, Mr. Trump responded to a reporter's question about the status of the talks and said this.
"They're dead. They're dead. As far as I'm concerned, they're dead. They thought that they had to kill people in order to put themselves in a little better negotiating position."
Mr. Bolton had been among the strongest naysayers against the deal with the Taliban. According to the New York Times, Mr. Bolton saw his job as stopping Mr. Trump from making unwise agreements with America's enemies. But Trump, eager to show himself off as a dealmaker, has been enthusiastic about meeting leaders of rival nations, including North Korea's Kim Jong-un and Iran's Hassan Rouhani. Bolton's departure is part of an unprecedented exodus of White House staff under Trump. A Russian official in a high position in the Kremlin has been revealed to be a U.S. spy, according to CNN, which broke the story. Numerous officials from the Trump administration spoke to the media outlet and described how the U.S. extracted the spy from Russia in 2017. Apparently, quote, "the removal of the Russian was driven in part by concerns that President Donald Trump and his administration repeatedly mishandled classified intelligence and could contribute to exposing the covert source as a spy." Intelligence officials were reportedly deeply concerned about Trump revealing highly classified Israeli information on Syria to Russian officials during a meeting in the Oval Office. They quickly moved to remove their spy. The Russian government admitted that the spy worked there, but denied that they had access to President Vladimir Putin. Upon returning from recess, Senate Democrats are making a second attempt at vetoing Trump's emergency declaration on the U.S.-Mexico border, which he has used to justify appropriating billions of dollars of military funding. This is Minority Leader Chuck Schumer addressing the Senate.
"As everyone no doubt remembers, the Trump administration declared a national emergency in February of this year, after Congress repeatedly denied the president funding for the construction of a border wall that he promised Mexico would pay for. A few weeks ago, the administration released the list of military construction projects it's planned on canceling in order to steal money for the president's wall."
That's Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, who will force a second vote on vetoing Trump's border wall emergency declaration. Schumer hopes that some of Trump's Republican supporters in the Senate will change their vote after seeing their districts stripped of funding. Schumer also addressed the issue of gun control in the Senate.
"A debate on gun safety should be our first order of business. And the place to start a debate is a vote on the House-passed bipartisan background checks bill."
Mr. Schumer, along with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, wrote Trump a letter earlier this week asking for his, quote, "urgent personal intervention on the issue of gun violence." New polls show overwhelming majority public support for curbing access to guns. But the White House has instead focused on a controversial idea to monitor people with mental health challenges as a solution for gun violence. According to the Washington Post, Trump is apparently considering a, quote, three-page proposal called Safe Home for stopping aberrant fatal events by helping overcome mental extremes, which calls for exploring whether technology, including phones and smartwatches, can be used to detect when mentally ill people are about to turn violent. Meanwhile, a number of Democratic presidential contenders have joined forces to speak up for gun safety, releasing a video ad on Twitter about it.
"Gun violence is literally life and death.
That has become so numbingly common that we have kids going to school wondering if they're going to be physically safe.
Learning about how to duck, cover, hide.
For fear that there is a mass shooter roaming the hallways of their school.
That's wrong. That shouldn't happen in a country like ours.
That's a tragic reality that exists today.
And it's deep, it's serious."
Those are the voices of a number of leading Democratic presidential contenders speaking up together in a high-profile video ad against gun violence in the U.S. And the nation's top gun lobby, the NRA, has sued the city of San Francisco, California, for declaring it a terrorist organization. The NRA suit claims that San Francisco is violating its First Amendment right of free speech. The New York Times this week surveyed 15 Democratic and 2 Republican presidential candidates on their views on limiting executive power. The survey was a response to the presidential overreach and ethical violations rampant in the Trump presidency. Many candidates agreed to back new laws on releasing tax returns, reducing nepotism, and personal financial gain. In the latest on the aftermath of Hurricane Dorian in the Bahamas, just after acting head of Customs and Border Protection assured reporters that the U.S. would accept Bahamian refugees, President Trump offered a contradictory message. He told reporters, "I don't want to allow people that weren't supposed to be in the Bahamas to come into the United States, including some very bad people and very bad gang members." He offered absolutely no evidence to back his wild claims. About 85% of the Bahamas population is of African descent. Meanwhile, news on the hashtag SharpieGate story, Commerce Department head Wilbur Ross is under scrutiny for threatening to fire NOAA staff if they did not agree with Trump's erroneous assessment that Alabama would face the impact of Dorian. Voters in North Carolina are at the polls to pick a new House representative in a special election after a Republican candidate committed election fraud in 2018. Democrat Dan McCready faces Republican Dan Bishop to represent the 9th District in an election that is being closely watched as a test for 2020. President Trump and the Republican Party have given their full-throated support to Bishop, casting the centrist Democrat McCready as a far-left socialist. Speaking at a campaign rally for Bishop in Fayetteville, Trump instead focused on himself, alternating between sense and nonsense.
It's like, did you ever really sort of feel where you don't even have to treat people nicely? You don't have any choice. You have to vote for me.
The New York Times has released a new report on the Air Force's use of a small airport in Scotland near Trump's failing golf resort. The paper writes, quote, "Back in 2014, soon after acquiring a golf resort in Scotland, Trump entered a partnership with a struggling local airport there to increase air traffic and boost tourism in the region. The next year, as Trump began running for president, the Pentagon decided to ramp up its use of that same airport to refuel Air Force flights and gave the local airport authority the job of helping to find accommodations for flight crews who had to remain overnight. Trump has denied he had anything to do with the issue. In international news, Turkey just made a shocking announcement that it would be sending 1 million refugees back to Syria. The move reverses its years-long practice of welcoming Syrian refugees. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan wants to resettle the refugees in a Syrian territory on the border with Turkey that the U.S. and its Kurdish allies control. And hundreds of refugees stuck in prisons in Libya from nations like Somalia, Eritrea, and Sudan are to be sent to Rwanda in a deal struck with the UN and the African Union. Critics say the plan is meant to keep refugees from entering Europe. And that does it for our news headlines today.